We're doing the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvot, and we're up to, I guess, Yud Beis Amud Aleph in the standard editions, and Mem Vav in the Frankel editions. We're in the middle of Ramban's counterattack on the Shoresh Rishon. Aval Chishuv Tkufot Shemana Ba'al HaLachot, but the fact that Ba'al Los Gedolos enumerated the mitzvah of calculating the seasons, he mitzvat avur shanim al hatkufa. He mitzvat ibur shanim al hatkufa. That is the mitzvah of making leap years so that our calendar fits in with the seasons. Dichtiv, because the Torah gives us a commandment. Shamot chodesh aviv. Watch over that summer month. That month of the beginning harvest. The beginning of ripening of the crop. Al pi ma she'amru b'gmar Rosh Hashanah, based on what the Talmud tells us in Rosh Hashanah, kadcha zid demashcha tkufat tevet. When you see that the season of the winter, tkufat tevet, that's the season of the winter. When you see that it's extending, ad shitzal b'nisan, to 16 in the month of Nisan, meaning Pesach's going to fall out in the winter. And we have ways of calculating the seasons. We're not just talking about weather. We're talking about actually calculating when the seasons fall out. You know, equinox, solstice. So when you see that the winter is going to run past the beginning of Pesach till the 16th of Nisan, Abra lei shaita. So then make that year a leap year. Velo techosh, don't worry about it. Velo techosh na dichtiv shamot chodesh aviv. Because the Torah tells us, watch over that month of the summer. The month of the beginning ripening of the crops. Shmor aviv shel tkufa, ensure that period of the season, sheyeyeh b'ni chodesh Nisan, should fall out in the month of Nisan. So that's the Talmud in Rosh Hashanah. It clearly indicates we have a mitzvah to do this, to watch over the season. So Baal Halachos Gedolos calls it chishuv tkufot, figuring out the seasons. But we also say it's part of the mitzvah of taking care of the calendar. Vishanu b'sifri, and it says in the Sifri, Shamot Chodesh, Shehu Samuch Laviv, watch over that month that's adjacent to the first ripening crops, what's called Aviv. Melamed Shemabrin Tashana, the Sifri says from here we derive that we have a mitzvah to make a leap year, to interject that leap month into our calendar. Sheye Aviv Bizmano, to ensure that the ripening of the crop is in set time. Maybe you'll say I'll make a leap year. If I'm 14 or 15 days off, don't think that you can make a stick in 15 months in the middle of that, 15 days in the middle of the month. No. The Torah says, watch over the month to teach me. You want to fix your calendar? You can add a month or take off a month. Not more, not less. You can't play games with any other days. Maybe you should wait till your calendar is missing 40 or 50 days. Talmud lomar chodesh. Don't add in 40 or 50 days to your calendar. Lo pachot ve lo yoter. Just like I said, not less. I'm also telling you not more. V'zo mitzvat asei. And this is a biblical commandment. Kmo shamru chachamim, like our sages said, hishamer da'asei asei. In general, when it says hishamer pen or al, hishamer, watch yourself, pen, lest, al, don't. Those are all terms for a lo sa'aseh. But the Talmud gives us a quantifier. It says, when it says, hishomer, directly by a proactive commandment, hishomer da'aseh, when you have the term hishomer, by a proactive commandment, watch something, and then it's telling me a positive do, not a don't. So then, even though hishomer ordinarily means a lav, but hishomer da'aseh, aseh, the hishomer that's termed by a proactive mitzvah, well, then that Hishomer becomes a proactive mitzvah too. V'hine Rav Atzmo mana mitzvah kuf nun gimel. Maimonides himself, the rabbi himself, has a mitzvah, 153, lekadesh chodashim, sanctify the months, v'lechashev shanim v'chodashim bebetin, and to calculate the years and the months in court, bilvad alone, that's where it's supposed to be calculated. Shenemar, hachodesh hazeh lachem roshei chodashim, rishon hu lachem lechodshei hashanah, because the verse says, this is the first month, it's the first of the months of the year. V'omnam harav yachshov kol tikunei haibur mitzvat aseh achat, it's true, Maimonides, so to speak, encompasses everything with one mitzvah. All the calculations and the leap year and everything, it's all one mitzvah. Aval ba'al halachot yaseh otam shtayim, Behag says it's two mitzvot. Mana, kviyut, rashei chodashim, v'chishuv tkufot, klomari bur shanim. Count the two mitzvot. One is the mitzvah of setting up the months. The other one is the mitzvah of calculating the seasons, which is another way of saying interjecting a leap month and making a leap year. Because Baal Halachos is of the opinion that when the Torah says this month is the first month for you, that's one mitzvah. The Torah says this month is for you. You, the courts, are responsible for the setting of the month, for sanctifying the new month. So I want to go on a tangent here, guys. This is an important tangent. What does it mean that there is a mitzvah for the courts to set Rosh Chodesh? What do they do?
That means we can't do it anymore?
So then you have the question, can we do it? There's an interesting Rambam. The Rambam says that the only way we could have a sanctification of the month is through the Jews living in Israel. Mm-hmm. Oh, you just came from Chutz Aretz. Look at that. Some good Zionistic material. You came to Machon Meir. But the truth is, this is a Rambam. This is a Gemara. According to the Rambam, this is a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. So the Rambam says, how do you set up a calendar? Who's sanctifying the month? Rambam says, the whole calendar is set up with the assumption that there will never stop being Jews living in Israel. Because there are Jews living in Israel, so through them, they're the representation of the courts, through them, the month is sanctified.
Well, we have a set calendar anyway.
Right, but how could you set a calendar? The Torah says the courts have to set the month.
That's what I'm wondering.
So Maimonides says that the Jews in Israel are representing the courts.
So
Rashi has a different understanding.
If there is a setting, even though it's already been set.
Correct. And the question is, how does that work? Meaning, ask the Jews who were living here 700 years ago and didn't know how to do Kriya Satorah, like it says in Kaftor Vaferach by Rav Ashtori Aparchi, that he came to Jerusalem and he walked out in the middle of Kriya Satorah because they were doing things all wrong. And he said, I can't have anything to do with them. These guys don't know what they're doing. So you have Jews living here, and they're not exactly the most learned Jews. How are they doing this? So So Rav Schechter said, and I think he was quoting possibly Rav Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, that the fact that they daven the Rosh Chodesh davening, their treatment of the day as Rosh Chodesh, is an enactment. That's a way of making this day Rosh Chodesh. Now let's reread what we just read. Says Nachmanides, ki etzlo ha-chodesh hazeh lachem mitzvat aseh achat, because according to Baal Halachos Gedolos, the verse that says this is your first month is one mitzvah la'orot al kviyut ha-chodesh, that teaches us about setting the month. That's an interesting wording. He doesn't say that the courts have to do it, like Maimonides says. He says that talks about setting the month. Now there we could hear a little bit better maybe the idea that Rav Schechter says. V'shamot chodesh aviv, and then the verse that says, watch that month of spring, or v'shamotat ha-chuka hazot l'mo'adam yamim yamima, or watch about this time as it comes around each year. Shemura libur ha-shani mitzvah seh acheret. That verse that's indicative of making a leap year to keep our lunar calendar in line with the solar cycle, that's a separate mitzvah. Now, let's try to get one more paragraph in, even though we're running over time. Let's do 3-4 more lines. Umatzati lo raya midivrei emzal, and I found proof from what our sages said. Amu b'sifri ha'azinu ha'shamayim. The Sifri says, on Parshas ha'azinu ha'shamayim, davar acher, shelo asu mitzvot shenitnu lahem min ha'shamayim. Ve'elo en mitzvot shenitnu lahem min ha'shamayim, ibur shanim ve'kviyut chodashim. Another understanding, the Sefri says, Hazinu Hashamayim, listen, the heavens, Moshe Rabbeinu says, that they did not perform the mitzvos that were given them from the Shamayim, from the heavens. What are the mitzvos that were given them from the heavens? Making a leap year and setting the months. Shneimar, as the verse says, when God sets the constellations into motion in the heavens, God says, Vayulototun Muadim ul Yamim v'shanim. These constellations will be for signs, for set periods, for days and for years. Then the verse continues, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, hear the heavens, v'tishma aretz, and listen the earth, shelo asu mitzvot shenu lehem min haaretz, that they did not perform the mitzvos that were given to them from the earth. V'eno mitzvot shenu lehem baaretz, what are the mitzvos of the earth? Leket shikha upat, umot masot shmito, shmitim v'yovlot. Notice, what are the mitzvos of the earth? Totally different mitzvos. Each one is its own mitzvah. The three gifts to the poor, leket shikha peah, truma, Meiser, Shemitah, Yovel. The Medrash enumerates seven separate mitzvos. So what was the verse enumerating when it said the mitzvos, plural of the heavens, two separate mitzvos? So he says that's a raya, that's a proof to Baal Halachos Gedolos, that they're two separate mitzvot. The mitzvah of setting the months and the mitzvah of making a leap year. So what do we see today? Let's summarize what we saw today. We saw that Maimonides claims, why does Baal Halachos Gedolos enumerate all these different actions of kindness separately? And Nachmanides says he doesn't, they're all one. About burying the dead, Nachmanides says that really is its own mitzvah. The verse, and Maimonides also enumerates it as its own mitzvah. Nachmanides says no one would be able to say that Yisro's advice to Moshe is really its own mitzvah. So that's absolutely not so. And no one would say that. And then he said, now his claim, why did Baal Halachos Gedolos enumerate the calculations of the year, the calculations of the leap year as its own thing? He says, well, it is its own thing. The Gemara tells us it's a mitzvah. Maimonides just groups that together with the mitzvah of setting the months. And Baal Halachos Gedolos says it's two separate mitzvot. And he says, I even have a proof for Baal Halachos Gedolos, because the Medrash enumerates them as two separate mitzvot. The Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu began his song and said, listen heavens, he was referring, listen heavens, to the mitzvot that the Jews have with you, the heavens, and they're not performing, or they're not going to perform. What are those mitzvot? So the Medrash enumerates, calculating the leap year and sanctifying the month. So you see, they're two separate mitzvot, says the Ramban. And we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, in 2 weeks. If you could just move the markers.